上一期咱们聊了索西多先生的刀郎。
Last time we talked about Mr. Sosdow Lang.
不应被高估。
Should not be underestimated.
更不应该被神化的文章。评论区两极分化。
The comment sections of articles about mythology should not be so polarized.
水火难容，支持的说。
It's a tough situation, but I'm sure we can find a way to resolve it.
我们就是喜欢刀郎，反对的说。
We just like to disagree with Lao Lang.
你们对乐评人中立客观的评价进行网暴。
You are conducting a biased and abusive attack on Vietnamese critics.
就是对刀郎的高估和神话。
This is an exaggeration and myth about Lao Ren.
今天我们跳出技术的视角。
Today, we step out of the perspective of technology.
把刀郎的音乐放在更长的历史里。
Put Dao Lang's music in a longer historical context.
看看他为什么会受到老百姓的喜欢，他的歌。
Let's see why his songs are so popular with the public.
到底好在哪里？
What are the advantages?
他到底站在什么位置？
Where is he standing?
可能大家没注意到。
Maybe you haven't noticed.
索西多先生在文章里提到一个词儿。
Mr. Sosdow mentioned a word in the article.
音乐社会学。
Music sociology.
他。
Aid.
所以要用这个视角来分析到了。
Therefore, we need to analyze it from this perspective.
那今天我作为一个社会学专业的老毕业生。
Today, as a graduate of the sociology department, I
就从真正的音乐社会学角度跟索西多先生探讨一回。
Let's discuss with Mr. Sosdow from a truly sociological perspective on music.
什么是音乐社会学？
What is music sociology?
我先给大家念一下官方的定义。音乐。
I'll start by reading the official definition of music.
社会学是研究音乐与社会之间相互关系的交叉学科。
Sociology is an interdisciplinary field that studies the relationship between music and society.
它聚焦两个问题。
It focuses on two issues.
第一
First,
音乐如何被社会结构
How music is influenced by social structure
文化实践和权力关系所塑造
Shaped by cultural practices and power relations
第二
Second,
音乐又如何反作用于社会生活
How do you want to affect society?
比如身份建构
For example, identity construction
群体互动权力表达说人话就是一首歌
The right to group interaction is like a song
为什么这么火
Why is it so popular?
不光要看它好不好听
It's not just about how good it sounds
更要看它生在什么时代唱给谁听
It depends on the era in which it was created and who it was intended for.
替谁说话
Who to speak for?
触动了什么样的社会情绪
What social emotions were evoked?
音乐是时代的心电图
Music is the heartbeat of an era.
每个时代的流行音乐都是那个社会内心跳得最真实的记录
Every era of popular music is the most authentic record of the inner world of that society.
咱们拉长时间线。
Shall we extend the timeline?
从民国说起。
Starting from the Republic of China.
民国初年，上海滩流行什么？夜上海、天涯歌女、靡靡之音。
In the early years of the Republic of China, Shanghai, the Night Shanghai, and Tanya G were popular, and the Lai Lai's voice was also popular.
那是什么时代？半殖
What era is this?
民半封建时代。
In the semi-feudal era,
租界里纸醉金迷，租界外战火连天。
In the foreign concessions, there was a lavish and decadent atmosphere, while outside the concessions, there was a constant state of war and conflict.
普通人的日子太苦了。
Ordinary people's lives are too hard.
他们需要暂时忘掉苦难，音乐就成了麻醉剂。
They need to temporarily forget their suffering, and music becomes a kind of anesthetic.
不是不想抗争。
Not because I don't want to fight.
是片刻的逃避。
A moment of escape.
也是活下去的。
Also, it's about living.
必须。转眼到了革命年代。
Must have been a long time ago.
东方红、团结就是力量等等一系列的革命歌曲唱遍了神州大地。
The series of revolutionary songs, such as The East is Red and Unity is Strength, resounded throughout the country.
那是什么时代？战争。
What era was the war in?
革命，民族存亡，音乐不再是麻醉剂。
Revolutionary nationalism and decadent music are no longer a sedative.
它变成了武器。
It became a weapon.
凝聚人心。
Unite the people.
鼓舞斗志。
Inspire courage.
人人能唱。
Everyone can sing.
通俗易懂。
Simple and easy to understand.
那是一个需要所有人都站起来的时代。
That was a time when everyone needed to stand up.
音乐就必须是号角。
Music must be a trumpet.
改革开放初期。
In the early days of reform and opening up.
国门刚打开，港台歌曲进来了。
As soon as the border opened, Taiwanese songs came in.
邓丽君。
Peng Lijun.
刘文正，四大天王。
Liu Wenjing, the four great heavenly kings.
那是什么时代？文化解冻。
What is the cultural thorn?
长期压抑后的人性释放。
Releasing suppressed humanity after a long period of suppression.
人们突然发现小情小爱。
People suddenly realized that love and affection are
不是资产阶级腐朽。
Not bourgeois corruption.
它就是人正常的情感。音乐成了解冻剂。
It is the normal emotional music thawing machine for people.
它在告诉你。
He is telling you.
你可以爱你。
You can love.
可以思念，你可以柔软。
You can miss and be soft.
八十年代末到九十年代初。
Late 1980s to early 1990s.
又刮起了一阵西北风，黄土高坡信天游。
Another gust of northwest wind, yellow lowers, and the vast expanse of the sky.
粗犷。
Rough.
苍凉，高亢。
Desolate and lofty.
那是什么时代？
What era is this?
改革开放深入了。
The reform and opening up has deepened.
我们在拥抱西方。
We embrace the West.
但也开始焦虑。
Also, I started to feel anxious.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们的根在哪里？
Where are our roots?
西北风就是对中国性的一次集体。
The Northwest wind is a reflection of China's collective nature.
寻根
Root
它不精致
It's not refined
但它有力时间来到2002年
But it arrived at a favorable time in 2002
刀郎出现了2002年的第一场雪沙哑的嗓子
Garland appeared in the first snow of 2002 His voice was hoarse
简单的旋律
Simple melody
从街边音像店飘出来
Coming out of the corner record store
全国大街小巷都在放
Every street and alley in the country is playing it
那是一个什么样的时代
What kind of era is it?
改革开放进入快车道
Reform and opening up enter a fast track.
城市化进程
Urbanization process
加速，几亿年轻人离开家乡
Accelerate the departure of millions of young people from their hometowns.
涌进城市
Rush into the city
在工地上
On the construction site
在工厂里
In the factory
在出租屋中挣扎迷茫
Struggling and lost in a rented room
隐忍
Endure
但不认命
Disobey
当时流行音乐在唱什么
What kind of music was popular at the time
大部分是精致的
Most are delicate
华丽的
Elegant
都市的
Urban
情爱的
Love
没有人替这部分沉默的草根说话。
No one speaks for these silent grassroots.
刀郎唱的是什么
？What did Alas sing？
是离别。
This is a farewell.
是沧桑。
It is a feeling of nostalgia.
是一个男人。
A man.
在雪夜里独自走在街头。
Walking alone on the street in the night of blood.
他的嗓音是沙哑的。那不是训练出来的嗓。
His voice was hoarse, not because of training.
沙哑是在风里，在生活里磨练出来的沙哑。
A raspy voice is a voice that has been honed through life.
所以2002年刀郎他的社会学意义是什么
？So, what is the social significance of Dollar in 2002?
他是草根的嘴。
He is the mouth of the grassroots.
他替那些说不出话的
For him, for those who can't speak.
普通人唱出了他们的委屈和不甘
Ordinary people sang about their grievances and frustrations.
他不是被神化的
He is not a myth.
他是被认出的
He was recognized.
每一个人听到他的歌的人都认出了自己
Everyone who hears his song recognizes themselves.
但是刀郎很快就被这个所谓的正统音乐圈给压制下去了。
However, Dao Lang was quickly suppressed by the so-called orthodox music circle.
为什么会是这样子？
Why is it like this?
因为他在走红那个时代。
Because he was popular during that era.
正是全球化加速的年代。
In this era of accelerated globalization,
2001年底
end of 2001,
中国刚刚加入 WTO 国民
China has just joined WPO as a citizen.
进一步打开
open further.
2002年
2002,
这是全球化浪潮
This is due to the trend of globalization.
开始猛烈冲击中国各行各业的起点。
Start to fiercely impact all industries in China.
欧美、
Europe、
日韩的音乐工业模式。
Music industry models in Japan and Korea.
资本化。
Capitalize.
运作标准化。
Standardize operation.
生产快速复制，造新。
Production of rapid reproduction type.
一股脑的涌进来了。
They all rushed in at once.
就在他歌声从街头的音箱店飘出来的那段时间。
During the time when his singing came out from the music shop on the street.
中国的音乐行业正在经历一场剧烈的转型。
The Chinese music industry is undergoing a major transformation.
一首歌怎么火？砸钱买热搜，刷榜单，上综艺。
How to make a song go viral and get on the charts by spending money to get it trending?
一个歌手怎么红
？How does a singer become famous?
包装人设，话题制造。
Packaging, character design, and mask making.
批量生产，音乐不再是写出来的。
Mass production of music is no longer a matter of writing.
而是做出来的。
Instead, it's made.
编曲模板。
There are templates for composing.
歌词有套路
Ji sa yu tao lu
连哭都有剧本
Even crying has a script
这套体系效率高
This system is efficient
赚钱快
Fast money
但它也有一个代价
But it also has a cost
音乐越来越像流水线上的工业品听着都对
Music is becoming more and more like a commodity. Listening to it is also a kind of consumption.
但总觉得少了点什么。
But I always feel like something is missing.
而刀郎恰恰是这套体系的反面。
And Lao Lang is precisely the opposite of this system.
但他没有消失。
But he didn't disappear.
他去哪了？
Where did he go?
他去采风。
He went out to explore.
去田野去学那些快要没人唱的民间小调。
Go to the countryside to learn those folk songs that are almost no one sings anymore.
2023年。
2023.
他带着《山歌聊斋》回来了。
He came back with his older brother, Three Stories.
罗刹海市刷爆全网。
Rats in the Hell, a popular game, is trending on the internet.
这一次时代又不一样了。
This era is different.
这是一个什么样的时代？
What kind of era is this?
国潮兴起。
The rise of national trend.
文化自信觉醒。
Cultural confidence awakening.
年轻人开始觉得我们老祖宗的东西
Young people are starting to think that our ancestors' things are
原来这么牛，汉服
Wow, Hanfu is so amazing
非遗戏曲
Traditional opera
民间小调不再是土的
Folk songs are no longer considered rustic
而是潮的刀郎
Instead, it's the knife
这次又做了什么
What did you do this time?
他把东北的靠山调
He adjusted the northeast settings
广西的山歌
Guangxi folk songs
各种濒临失传的民间音乐
Various endangered folk music
重新装进了流行歌曲里
Reinserted into the popular song
它不是贴标签
It's not labeling
不是加个二胡就叫中国风
It's not just aboutAdding the two-string fiddle to call it Chinese style.
他是把这些民间音乐的骨架拿来长出自己的作品。
He took the skeleton of these folk songs and created his own works.
还有一件事特别值得说，刀郎的演唱会每次都会唱红歌。
There is also something worth mentioning about Dong Lao's concerts, which always sing classic songs.
不是完成任务，而是
He is not completing the task.
是把绣红旗
and waving the red flag.
驼铃和2002年的第一场雪罗刹海市放在一起唱
Camel bells and the first snowfall of 2002.
毫无违和感。
No awkwardness.
为什么
Why?
因为在他那里
Because in his place.
红歌不是符号
Red song is not a symbol.
而是那个年代普通人的真实情
Instead, it reflects the real emotions of ordinary people in that era.
感跟他的歌一样
Like his songs.
都是不同时代
They are all from different eras.
普通人
Ordinary people
来用自己的声音唱自己的故事
Sing your own story with your own voice
是那么2023年的刀
So the 2023 version of Tao Lang
郎他的社会学意义又是什么呢
What is its socialist significance
他是传统文化的信使
He is a surname of traditional culture
他用流行音乐这座桥梁
He used the bridge of pop music
把快要被遗忘的民间歌声送到了年轻一代的耳朵里
Bring forgotten folk songs to the ears of the younger generation
所以索西多先生
So, Mr. Cicedo.
如果您单纯从音乐技术的角度去分析刀郎的作品，指出
If you analyze Buell Long's works purely from a musical technology perspective,
您在旋律构造
You in melody construction,
编曲
composition,
制作技法精湛
masterful craftsmanship,
精深度的这些方面的观察
these in-depth observations,
我觉得都没有问题。
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
因为每个人都可以有自己的审美判断。
Because everyone has their own aesthetic judgment.
但是您不能因为技术上的这些个人判断。
However, you cannot make personal judgments based on technical aspects.
就说刀郎不应被高估。
Don't overestimate Tao Lang.
不应被神化。
Should not be idolized.
这完全是两个不同层面的事。
This is completely two different levels.
技术分析是技术分析。
Technical analysis is technical analysis.
价值判断是价值判断。
Value judgment is value judgment.
一个歌手的技术特点和他是否被高估和神化。
A singer's technical skills and whether he is overhyped and idolized.
没有必然的因果关系。
There is no necessary cause and effect.
您说这是音乐社会学这一点。
You said this is a social study of music.
我实在不敢苟同。
I absolutely disagree.
因为真正的音乐社会学不会拿一把固定不变的尺子去量。
True music sociology doesn't use a fixed and unchanging ruler to measure.
一百年来
In the past 100 years,
所有的音乐用衡量叶上海的标准去量
All the music is measured against the standard of Shanghai at night.
红歌也会说
Red song will also say,
红歌不够缠绵。
Red songs are not intimate.
用红歌的标准去量港台歌曲。
Measure Hong Kong and Taiwan songs according to the standards of the red song.
你会说它不够革命。
You say it's not revolutionary.
用学院派的技术标准去量刀郎，你会说它不够精致。
If you use the epidemic standards to evaluate Knife Flame, you will also say that it is not exquisite.
问题出在哪？
Where is the problem?
问题在于
The problem is that
这套标准本身就是有保质期的。
This set of standards has an expiration date.
每个时代都有自己的音乐。
Each era has its own music.
每代人心里都有自己的刀郎。
Every generation has its own knife length.
您手里的那把尺子只能量出技术层面的特点。
The ruler in your hand can only measure technical characteristics.
量不出音乐与时代的关系。
It is impossible to measure the relationship between music and the times.
用尺子去称重量，工具。
Use a scale to measure weight.
本身就选错了。
The choice was wrong from the beginning.
所以我的结论很简单。
Therefore, my conclusion is simple.
您做您的技术分析。
Do your technical analysis.
那是您的权利。
That's your right.
但请您不要把技术分析包装成音乐社会学。
But please don't package technical analysis as music sociology.
更不要因为技术上的某些特点。
Don't also, because of certain technical features,
就说大众的热爱是神话。
Saying that the public's love is a myth.
老百姓听歌听的是共鸣。
The people listen to music and find resonance.
不是技术参数，这一点跟您商榷。
I disagree with that technical parameter.
所以回到标题。
So, let's get back to the title.
从叶上海到罗刹海市，刀郎站在哪儿
？From Night Shanghai to the City of Scoundrels, where is Lao Lang standing?
他不在技术金字塔的塔边儿。
He is not at the side of the pyramid in the dormitory.
他不在学院派的教科书里。
He is not in the textbooks of the academy.
他站在2002年的雪夜里，替几亿沉默的草根。
He stood in the snow of 2002, silently mourning the forgotten roots.
说了第一声。
Said the first word.
我很难。
I'm having a hard time.
但我没倒下。
But I didn't fall down.
他站在2023年的山歌里。
He stood in the mountains of 2023.
把快要被遗忘的民间声音。
And the fading folk voices.
重新交给年轻一代的耳朵。
Pass on to the younger generation.
他不是孤立。
He is not isolated.
每个时代都有自己的刀郎。
Every era has its own knife god.
可能是周璇。
It could be a trap.
可能是郭兰英。
It could be Guo Lanning.
可能是邓丽君。
It could be Deng Lijun.
可能是张明敏。
It could be Sheng Mingmin.
也可能是刘德华。
It could also be Andy Lau.
他们都曾站在这个时代的新报上。
They were all featured on the front page of this era's newspaper.
你可以不喜欢他的嗓子。
You can dislike his voice.
可以不习惯他的旋律。
Some people may not like his music.
但你不能否认，他替这个时代的普通人说出了他们想说却说不出口的话。
But you can't deny that he spoke for the ordinary people of this era, the things they wanted to say but couldn't.
他替这片土地上的老声音找到了新的耳朵。
He found new ears for the voices of the old on this land.
这不是神话。
This is not a myth.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
这是音乐社会学拉长时间线之后。
This is the music sociology timeline after a long period of time.
能够看到的最朴素的事实。
The most basic fact that can be seen.
白话说天下，观止见人心。
To understand people through their words.
我是老白。
I am Lao Bai.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.